Silk Sound Asian American Jazz Orchestra is an amalgam of different cultures and musical traditions coming together in Pittsburgh under the direction of Harish Saluja, who recently sat down to talk to me about it. I wanted to actually start by asking you about the origin of the idea. How did this come to you?
For years, there have been attempts at fusion music from Asia. Ravi Shankar and many others have done that. And some of it has been good. Most of it has been forgettable. But lately, maybe because of the internet and now music can be exchanged across borders, a new synergy has developed. And I've been thinking about it for almost 20, 30 years of how wonderful it would be. I mean, after all, I'm from India. I know Indian music, and I've been here for 40-some years. And how would it sound to bring two traditional cultures together and create some new sound?
The obvious next question has to be to ask you about the musicians that you chose to make this project come to life.
So I started with two musicians. One was Mimi Zhang, who is a Chinese person of origin, born in Indonesia, studied architecture in Germany, and plays the erhu in Pittsburgh. I love it.
The erhu is a two-string bowed instrument, sometimes referred to as a Chinese violin.
And I brought Samir Chatterjee, who's a world-famous tabla player from New York, and he teaches at Pitt and at Yale and so forth, and he and I would bring the Indian music. And then through Mimi, particularly, we sat and decided as to what would we need to fill this ensemble, and the name of these beautiful musicians came up, like Ben Opie, and like Chris Parker on the guitar, and Matt Booth now on the bass.
You know, I bring certain things to the table and take the material as it comes, and let's see where we go with it.
That is saxophonist Ben Opie, and it was no surprise at all for me to find him involved in a project such as this. He is a virtuoso performer with a very adventurous musical spirit. He leads a number of interesting ensembles around town, and he also lectures at CMU. I had a chance to talk to him at one of their rehearsals.
How much of you do you feel is in the final product?
The way that I look at that is any musician has a certain amount of range. And so what I see is taking part of what is my personal range and plugging it into this particular situation. I think that I bring something to the group that is identifiably my own. We've really workshopped this band. There's been an extended time devoted to rehearsals, and part of it is just learning what is for 5 out of 6 people at any given time entirely new material.
Harish Saluja tells how at the beginning he was concerned because it just sounded to him to be pretty much Asian music being played on Western instruments.
And everybody kept telling me to calm down, you know, and don't worry about it. Now when I listen to it, I cry. I get emotional. You should listen to them. A piece of music which is 400 or 500 years old, which I know by heart, it suddenly goes off into a river somewhere into the rapids, and Ben Opie comes with his, you know, saxophone, and Chris, you know, starts plucking on his guitar, and Mimi starts doing her violin on the erhu. Oh my God, and new sounds are coming. I don't want it to stop.
The Silk Sound Asian American Jazz Orchestra is Samir Chatterjee playing tabla, Jeff Berman playing vibes and dulcimer, Ben Opie plays saxophones and Mimi Zhang the erhu, Chris Parker plays guitar and drums, and the bassist is Matt Booth. Their first public performance is coming up. It's February 28th in Oakland at Belfield Hall. For Art from the Ground Up, I'm Bob Studebaker, 90.5 WESA News.